This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
If you would call the roll and establish a quorum for us, please.
White.
Here.
Ober.
Here.
Marquardt. Nelson. Roby.
Here.
Rosenboom.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
Xander.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum. Are there any conflicts of interest from the commission members that need to be disclosed and discussed today? Okay. Next item is approval of the December 20th, 2018 minutes, which was attachment one for the commissioners. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Ralph Marquardt
has joined the conference.
Robio, second.
Okay. And it sounds like Ralph has joined us.
Yes.
So, Ralph, we have before us approval of the December 20th, 2018 minutes. Is there any discussion or corrections of those minutes?
No, I don't.
Okay. And, Ralph, do you have any conflicts of interest to share?
No, I don't.
Awesome. All right. Catherine, please call the roll. All in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Ober.
Aye.
Roby.
Aye.
Marquardt.
Aye.
Rosenboom.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Xander.
Aye.
White.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is Mike Beam, Director of Planning and Engineering. Mike?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. I did just want to, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedules to hold these conference call meetings. They're very important as we move forward with our major lighting season. I know you all are busy, but I just want to say thank you again for taking time out of your schedule for these. Our bid lighting will be presented by Mr. Sam Weisgram, so I'll turn it over to Sam.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, Chairman, members of the Commission. We've just had the one bid opening held on January 16th since the last time we met. The January 16th bid opening consisted of 9 contracts involving 11 projects. 28 bids were received. The low bids totaled $29,897,978, which was $3,939,841, or 11.6% below the engineer's estimate of $33,837,820. We have completed a review of the bids for this bid opening and have just one recommendation for you today. It involves all projects with the exception of project number 6, and for your information, project number 6 was withdrawn from the letting as we identified a coordination concern with another future project. So we're need to make some revisions to those plans, and we'll rebid that work in the future here. So project 6 is not part of this recommendation. The recommendation involves projects 1 through 5 and 7 through 9. So projects 4, 5, 8, and 9 were all within 10% of our engineer's estimate. Projects 1, 2, 3, and 7 were more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. We are recommending approval of the award of these contracts.
Okay. Good morning, Commissioner Nelson.
Good morning.
Just a question. Do you have any conflicts of interest to disclose on this morning's agenda?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve staff's recommendation to approve all projects 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Roby moves.
Mark Wirtle.
Valley will still move.
I'll second it. Mark Wirtle second it.
Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there questions for Sam?
Can we get a little color around projects 1 and 2?
Excuse me? Can you repeat the question?
That joint projects 1 and 2, there's pretty big discrepancy there. I mean, the bid differentials were very, very different. Just could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. These projects, both 1 and 2, consist of similar work. There's three structures that we're doing some. It's essentially steel girder repair, where we're getting up underneath the structures and replacing some diaphragms and taking out some where there's some cracking in our welds and that type of thing. We're doing some work there to address those concerns. It is somewhat specialized work where you have to there's testing involved and there's in the accessibility to get it beneath the bridges. Is somewhat difficult as well, so we do see a fair amount of variability in the bids for this work, being it is somewhat specialized, and overall our prices were quite a bit lower than what we have seen in the past. But it's not that we've never seen prices in this area before. It's just that they were on the lower end of what we typically would anticipate. They're the type of projects. There's just quite a bit of variability in the bids, and I don't really have a great answer to provide to you other than the work is somewhat unique. We do this work generally as part of a bigger rehabilitation project where we're doing other bridge work, but in this case, it's really strictly the fatigue retrofit type work with working with those steel girders and replacing diaphragms and things of that nature, where we're not involving other major types of bridge rehab. So ultimately we got great bids, and I don't have a, like I said before, I apologize for not having a great explanation for being able to find why there is so much variability other than the work is somewhat specialized in the fact that the accessibility to get to these locations to do this work is difficult as well.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, if I may just add in a little bit on this too, due to the type of work, this is my theme, but due to the type of work, each contractor may have a different approach for how they're going to get the work completed, whether it's, you know, getting access to the site. So we do see, I don't want to say all the time, but we do see variability in these types of bids. It's not as if it's a standard asphalt overlay where you see a lot tighter bidding environment. A lot of this is innovative in nature for the contractor and how they approach it, the fixes or the rehab measures. So we do tend to see some variability in this. And part of the reason I think that we combine these is that it's unique work. And knowing that we're going to have a contractor in there that does unique work, we can keep them busy with other work in that area, so they were tied together.
Other questions for Sam? Okay. Catherine, please call for approval of the recommended projects.
Fober?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Projects are approved.
Thank you.
Mike, is there other business to come before the commission?
Mr. Chairman, the only other item I had, there was a question at our December 20th commission meeting in regards to a rail crossing that's near Plankinton. I can provide a brief explanation of that if you'd prefer now, or else we could wait until our formal conference call, our formal meeting later on in the month.
whichever you'd like.
I'll just run through it briefly, and if there's more questions, I can maybe cover that later on. The question was in regards to a change in one of our rail crossing upgrade projects near Plankinton. Originally, the project had planned to install signals near the South Dakota 203 and the rail junction there. Upon review and discussions and on-site inspections, the current configuration is luminaire, so it's lit along with crossbucks. After we'd gone out there and taken a look at it, we had come to the conclusion that we do not need to install signals at this location. So just wanted to provide a bit of clarification. There are currently not signals at this location. Essentially, the crossing will remain the same. This is a crossing off of 203, so about a mile to the east, 0.8 of a mile to the east of Plankinton. And there was a question on that, so I just wanted to clarify the improvement plan at that location.
Okay, thank you.
Question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
When you do those things, do you work with the communities? Was there any discussion there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We do work with the communities on these projects. I believe they're involved in the diagnostics. The communities generally share about a 10% match on rail crossing improvements within a community city limits. So it depends upon who the jurisdiction of the highway is. So in this particular situation, I believe 203 is under the jurisdiction of the state. So we are paying the match, but for the other locations, we do stay in close contact with communities. In fact, with Plankinton itself, recently we did do some installations and also installed some sidewalk at one of the crossings. So I know we've been in contact with the city, and I can I'll check to see if they had any issues with this, but from my understanding, they did not.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions for Mike? Mike, I've been curious if we're being impacted yet as a result of the government shutdown.
Mr. Chairman, we do not have a direct impact, what I would call today. Some states, I believe Oklahoma is one of those that canceled lettings in January. We are not in that situation as far as canceling lettings. I can say that we are struggling, and I believe Secretary Berquist provided some information on that too, but with our resource agencies that have shut down, for us to let a project, we need to have coordination with various federal agencies and their concurrence on the impacts or non-impacts on a project. For those agencies that are shut down, of course, we aren't receiving that concurrence. So we are starting to see some challenges, but not necessarily in the projects we have planned for letting and construction this summer. You know, they could be a fall letting project or a project for next year. And we're hopeful that as soon as the doors are open, that we can make that time up again.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or business to come before the commission? All right. Is there anyone in the public that would like to address the commission? Okay. The next Transportation Commission meeting will be Thursday, January 31st, 2019 at 9 a.m. Central in the DOT Commission Room in Pierce, South Dakota. Everyone, have a safe day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.